3CFM.
19 minutes past 8, we love this guest. You fell in love with her when she won X Factor, Dami Im. We've got the new single from Dami to play for you in a minute or two. But Dami, I mean, life post X Factor with the new single, I mean, how's it all been going?
I've already had four singles and an album, and then had a bit of a break during Christmas. Yeah, and then I've just been going around trying to find the next song. So, sometimes that takes time.
You just wander around? I mean, do you just find it on the street?
No, I just keep writing and writing with other people. And for this one, for Smile, I went all the way to Sweden to write with, you know, they have really great writers there. So, yeah, I wrote this song kind of by accident, because I wasn't meant to write with these guys, but the other guys didn't turn up. So,
hang on a second. Then, so you've ended up writing a song with the people that were kind of just hanging around that you weren't even supposed to write with, and that's kind of how it's all happened.
Yeah, like I went all the way there. No one was at the studio, and so I just made a few international calls, and this guy just came in because he didn't have anything that day. And then we started writing and it became, my single. So,
Dami, what I find interesting, you've written the single. It's called Smile. That would be the last thing I would be doing if I've flown over to Sweden. It's the middle of winter and these idiots haven't rocked up to write the song. I don't think I'd be smiling about that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I was pretty happy anyway because, it was like you look outside the window and there's like all these trees covered with white snow. It was just really nice, you know. It didn't really matter.
Was the person that happened to be there, was that person a cleaner or, you know, just a general maintenance? I mean, it sounds as though it was just someone that was just there maybe fixing the coffee machine. I mean, did they actually have any previous songwriting experience?
Yeah. No, he wasn't a guy just lying on the streets. No, not
right.
Like that.
Oh, cool. But, I was just checking. Because I love the song. I'm just saying, wow, it's an even bigger story if this is somebody that just you found with no qualifications at all. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, I should have said that. It makes more story, right?
Yeah. For your next radio interview, I reckon just dress up the story even more, because it's already beautiful with the snow outside and the fact that there was sort of the people that you wanted to be there weren't there. But just if he could be a janitor, that would really, that story would be like, whoa, wow. We're going to play the single and come back to Dami. It's called Smile on CFM. 101.3 CFM. 8:25. The Central Coast Hit Music Station. Byron and Christy Show.
It's Dami Im. You'll know her from X Factor. That's a new single called Smile. And she's our guest this morning on the Byron and Christy Show.
Danny Minogue, through my friend Fifi, would technically, by second degree of separation, if I'm Fifi's friend, one of her best friends, Danny's one of Fifi's best friends, which would kind of make me Danny's friend.
Yeah.
I'm kind of Danny's friend.
You are. Well, you are Danny's friend.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Danny's friend. Yeah. And so, even though Danny is a friend, often I ask those who've come through your X Factor type shows, are you actually in touch with the mentor who throughout the whole series said, we're going to work together, you and me, baby, and often the mentors just disappear?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Danny strikes me as someone who would hang around.
Yeah, you know what, actually most other mentors, I don't know any other contestants that's still in touch with their mentor, except, you know, occasionally through like Twitter or something just to look like they're still close. But Danny's actually, we've still kept in touch, and I sometimes go and hang out with her child, Ethan, and her boyfriend, and she doesn't have to do that, but I think she's just so lovely and an amazing human, so I'm lucky enough to actually call her a friend.
Good, because I took a punt, but I suspected she would be that person, because I do genuinely love Danny Minogue, but it does frustrate me a bit, Dami, and it's not just the X Factor franchise, it's some of the other ones, and honestly, these mentors carry on during the series as if you and I are going to be besties and we're going to travel the world together and we're going to make music together. Quite often, they don't hear from that person for a minute after the season's done.
Yeah.
It's shocking at times.
Yeah, I kind of half expected that from Danny as well, but, you know, I guess she didn't have to, and I don't think, I guess, yeah, they don't have to. They have such busy lives, and you kind of understand it. It was a TV show. Not everything's real.
We're not real friends.
It's a reality show, but it's not really that real. And sorry, Twitter doesn't count. Twitter is not even a text. Like, if you're going to get impersonal, I would say in terms of being really impersonal with somebody or slightly rude, I would say Twitter, and then you go maybe a Facebook message, and then maybe go a text message, and then maybe you go a phone call.
And then a phone call.
But Twitter's way out there.
But then visiting your mentor's kid, Ethan, that's where it's at. That is such a beautiful thing. And she was a great mentor to you, and I love that you still have that relationship. You know who else I love? Your husband, Noah. Mm-hmm. Your husband, Noah, is one of the greats. Like, I think during that X Factor series, people fell in love with Noah as much as they did with Dami. And I've walked around with you, Dami, when Noah's around. He also gets approached for selfies and for autographs, doesn't he?
He does. And he's I think he's really enjoying his fame.
he's really embracing it.
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes, like, I find it a bit, you know, daunting and overwhelming to have people come up to me and recognize me and stuff, but I think it comes more naturally for him.
He just owns it.
Is there any truth to the rumor that your next album will in fact be a Noah album and you won't even be on it? It'll just be all Noah.
Have you heard him sing?
No, we haven't actually. Like, could that ever be on the cards that maybe you could train him up, even if it's just like some random cameo in a song he pops up?
Yeah. You know, I actually tried once. I tried to teach him how to sing because I used to be a singing teacher. And I couldn't really help him.
He's a hopeless cause.
He's actually a write-off, Noah. Dami, thank you so much for talking to us. The new single, Smile, we just love when you're on the show. Can you please come back on again soon?
Oh, I'd love to. Remember to invite me.
Oh, we will. Oh, I was going to say, you sounded needy then, but you're on board as well, Dami, so that's good.
Needy. It's more about Noah, her husband. I'm getting to Noah through Dami. Thanks, Dami.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.